We're starting with the controversies dogging Sinn Féin, and there are developments on a number of fronts this afternoon. As you know, the other political parties have been urging Sinn Féin to give more detail about the complaint against its former TD, Brian Standley, and about the sequence of events that followed. Since the Laois deputy's surprise resignation on Saturday night, he has traded statements with the party over why he left and over the decision to refer the matter to the Gardaí. Gardaí say they're still trying to confirm that they received the letter, which Sinn Féin says was delivered to Kevin Street Garda Station on Sunday afternoon. It has also emerged that the alleged incident at the centre of this case occurred in October of last year. Let's talk first of all this afternoon to our crime correspondent, Paul Reynolds. Paul, what have you learnt about this letter?
Well, I suppose there are two issues in relation to this. First of all, what's in this letter and the material that have been sent to the Gardaí, and secondly, the manner in which this material was referred to the Gardaí. So to deal with the first issue, I mean, Sinn Féin says it has referred the initial complaint and a counter-allegation by Deputy Standley to the Gardaí. Now, my understanding is that this contains a cover letter and other material, including copies of text messages that were shared between the two parties. Now the material also states that the alleged incident, which led to the initial complaint, refers to an alleged incident on the 11th of October last year, and that the counter-allegation relates to a second alleged incident 2 days later on the 13th of October 2023. So while these alleged incidents at the centre of these complaints took place in October of last year, Sinn Féin says the first indication of the initial complaint it had was on the 26th of July of this year, and that the complaint was received on the 2nd of August of this year. Now, the cover letter sent to the Gardaí also states that, quote, there may be issues that present possibilities for further investigation by an Garda Síochána. Now, the Gardaí will assess the letter and the material enclosed to determine if they need to commence an investigation. The Gardaí said, however, they can't comment on a specific case, but in a statement they said, quote, in general, and without commenting on any specific matter, third-party referrals to an Garda Síochána are initially examined to determine whether they meet the threshold for a potential criminal offence, and they are not automatically subject to criminal investigation.
One of the things, Paul, that hasn't been clear over the past couple of days is where and when this letter was delivered to Gardaí. What can you tell us?
Well, we have more detail on that this afternoon. I mean, the Gardaí, as I said, they're still trying to confirm that they've received the letter, but a Sinn Féin spokesperson confirmed today that the letter was handed in at the public office at Kevin Street Garda Station at around 4 p.m. on Sunday afternoon. Now, it had no comment as to why the referral was made that way. So it appears at this stage that the letter is somewhere in the system or in the process. I mean, if somebody turns up at the reception of RTE and hands in a letter for the attention of Rachel English or for Paul Reynolds, it's going to go through the internal postal system, and it may take some time to directly reach either one of us. But Garda sources have described this act by Sinn Féin as highly unusual, and say there are more direct channels open, not just to Sinn Féin, but to all political parties, to communicate with the Gardaí, particularly in cases of public importance or national interest. Political parties can communicate through the Garda Corporate Affairs Office, which is directly connected to the Garda Commissioner's Office. So the Commissioner gets to hear about these issues very, very quickly. And Sinn Féin is the largest opposition party. Mary Lou MacDonald, as the leader, is a national figure, as is Brian Standley, as the chair of the Public Accounts Committee. And there are also other channels available to politicians, to the local chief superintendent, who's responsible for Leinster House, and direct contact can be made there, or even the assistant commissioner in charge of policing Dublin. And politicians often directly contact the assistant commissioner, Angela Willis, in relation to a number of concerns they may have. In addition to that, there's also the Garda's liaison and protection unit. They take a keen interest in the safety, welfare and concerns of public representatives, and members of the Gardaí directly communicate and liaise with members of the Dáil and members of Leinster House and the Shannon. Garda sources say it's quite unusual that a referral was done this way.
Paul, many thanks for joining us with that.